Good vach, good yar. In this week's parasha, the Terek Desha tells us the names of Levi's sons. Elishmais b'nei Levi, Taldaisim, Gershon, Kahosim, Merari. Well-known names in the Torah. The Shalach Kaddish in the parasha tells on the sheirish of their names. And Shalach says that Levi knew Baruch HaKadosh when his children were born that they would not be part of the Shevet Mitzrayim because of the fact that they were from Shevet Levi, and Mitzrayim recognized that, as they did by their own Kayanim, not to have them do the regular work of regular people. So because he was aware of this impending matzav of where they would see the siblings of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, he gave them names that would help them be nice ba'oil in the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. We know from the Zayir HaKadosh that a name is an uptight of the metzias of the person. The Ebershir Zayrik in the mouths of the parents, Baruch HaKadosh, a name, because a name is the mahus of a person. So Levi wanted that the mahus of his sons should be reflective of their status in life, which is that the rest of Klal Yisrael is working hard and suffering, and they're not. And therefore, he gave them names that would make them even more sensitive to the tzaras of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. Hence, he named them Gershon because he gave me a universe, Achriya. Kohos is Shekino Shinehem Mibnehu Avoida, that their teeth got dark from the hard work. And Merari from Vayimaru is Chayeyem Ba'avoyda Kosha, that they had Meriros, they had a bitter matzav. And by giving them those names, it would empower them to be even more sensitive than even the norm, because they're mahus. And his rasam was that their whole drive should be to be in their matzav achayim, to be noise b'oil and chaveri. Ad kan divrei hashalach kodesh. I would like to add a thought that I believe has value, and that is that it's not a coincidence that the people that were given the names for Nesias Oil were the same people that were zeiche to be the neisim of the Heilige Mishkan. The Mishkan was the holiest hafetzim that existed in the world. The Aron HaKodesh, all the kelim, and even the Urias, and everything about the Mishkan was gevaldi kodesh, gevaldi chashuv. The Sipurna brings a medrash at the end of Parshas Pekudei to stress that because the Mishkan had in certain aspects a greater kedusha than even the Batei Migdash. The Batei Migdash were built by Goyim also, and these were only built by Tzadikim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Lazari Samra, by Bezalel, and therefore it had such a gevaldik kedusha. That's atzei shitim einim sha'einim v'dairus. It was nivla and never got destroyed. So the Mishkan has a unique place in the history of Klal Yisrael. And who were the neisim of the Mishkan, the neisim of the Heligarn, the neisim of all these kelim? Who were they? The same people whose mission in life was to be nice ba'el chaveri, to carry the Heilige Torah, to carry the makom where the Shechina can rest, to have that zchus, to be able to carry these heiligi kelim, that the pasuk talks about, that b'nei kohos had to be careful that they shouldn't see the kelim because who knows what could happen to them. Atechrisu eshevet akohosi, the Torah tells us later. And Maharami Pano tells us that the Torah gave them the same shevet because Gemiri, there's a Kabbalah, the Gemara says that Gemiri, the Lekola Shifta, the no shevet will be totally eradicated. The schus and the achrayas to carry the aron was so enormous, it required Gor, grace and mention to do it. And who were the ones that did it? The ones that were nice ba'oil become the nice hatayra. The ones that were nice ba'oil becomes the ones to carry all of these dvarim kedoshim that are part and parcel of the metzias of Klal Yisrael. And that's because to carry the Torah itself and a place for Hashras Hashchina is different than carrying or knowing, having knowledge in other chokhmas. A person who is a gifted mind and can be typhus physics, the tefis in physics or in any life science, in math, in physics, in chemistry, in biology, in any of these chokhmas of the Eibishter that are true chokhmas, requires a certain level of kishrin, ability to take the information and to absorb it and to grasp what's going on. But that is totally on their minds. Torah, to be the Nisi Aaron, the ones that could carry the Luchas, that could carry these Ram Kedoshim, they're the Midas that they have are essential in, just like the Mem Chazvar Shatar Niknes Behem, the different midas affect the ability to carry, to be kind of Torah, to be able to carry the Klei HaMikdash, and all this Kedusha requires the midas Tevis that these Tzaddikim and these three sons and their children had that were imbued from their very birth to be Noisa Ba'oil. They can be the Nisim of the Kalim. Because by us, it's the totality of the Aveda that gives the Havana in the Chochmas HaTorah and the Kedusha of Torah itself. It's not just information. It's not just detail. It's not just depth. But it's the primary Chochmah of the Eibishter. It's the Torah HaKdoshah. And to have that, you have to have those Midas Tevis. And that's why Nisim Bom Chaveray is such an important mida that is important to have for every yid in order for us to be zeicha to our chelek and Torah as well. And b'chlau, how to deal with any situation, the more nesias oil a person has, the more personal experience a person has, the greater the effect that those experiences are on how he can carry out mitzvahs. The story is told of Rav Yechaim Meisels, the Rav of Lodz, who was, I believe, named after the Gaon and Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And during the winter months in Lodz, when it was, the cold was gefährlich, he made his business to raise money from the gvirim in the city to be able to buy wood or supplies, whatever was necessary for the people to keep themselves warm. And one bitter cold night, he came to the house of one of the gvirim of the shtot, and the Rabbi Yechaim asked him to come outside, and he came outside, and he says, no, the Rav can come in. He says, no, I want to talk to you outside. And he talked to him for a couple of minutes until the yid was really visibly cold, and then he says, ich gekommen to collect money for the poor people that have to warm their houses so they shouldn't be cold like you feel now. And that he felt it was important for this gvir to stand in the cold and see what it's like. And by having the nesias oil and the experience of what these people are going through that could make his nesina more genuine and more beneficial for the people. That's an example of how great people look at nesias oil, that we have to feel for others in their matzavim to try to take part in it, b'choma de'efshin, in a normal oifen, but to realize that in order to really connect with people and help them through their tzaras, that we have to have the ability of nesias oil, mitzafilin, to feel with the people and what they're going through. And that's a Torah value which Levi imbued into his kids, to his children, which later brought them to the glorious task of nesias HaMishkan. Eberstein owns Allah health, and that we, no one should have to suffer, but if we come in contact with people that have Schwerkeiten, to realize that, you know, a Yid comes in and asks for money, and if you can listen to him, and whatever person can give, but the mitzvah of the tzaras, that some people come, when they come and they ask, to feel an nesias oil with them, right? That's a chelik of the chizik you give to people, muvad, trying to help them chomad the efshar. But even the nesias oil of how we listen to them and hear from them and feel for them and tell them we wish we could give them more, all of that is part and parcel of how the mitzvahs of tzedakah and other such mitzvahs should take place. The Eberstein is on our health, and that no Yidden should need such chizuk, but if there are cases when they need it, that we should rise to the occasion, and through our nesias oil, that we can also carry, and through that be magdal, not just the mitzvahs that we do, but the schus ha-tayru that comes from the nesias oil chaveri.